Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Leo Quinones is a film freak.
Oh, that crazy Leo. Of movies. That's why you're here. America's longest-running movie talk show, the Film Freak Movie Interview. Leo Quinones with you, hanging out in this amazing treehouse called the Popcorn Talk Network. Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro have put together a network of so many amazing shows. If you love movies, you can watch all day long. This is what we do. And if you like to be scared, this is the show for you. I mean, when the first trailers came out for a film called Unfriended, it really kind of broke the internet. Sorry, Kim Kardashian. Something people actually wanted to see. Anyways, it's coming out now. I've had a chance to see it. And instead of just me rambling on ad nauseum, who wants to hear that? No. There's a pivotal character in the film. I'm sure you've heard of her by now. Laura Barnes. There's a story there. There's a lot, and we're gonna uncover. We're gonna go 6 feet down. We're gonna dig this up, and we're gonna find out everything that's going on with Unfriended. And to do that, well, we're lucky to have the actress who brought life to the dead Laura Barnes. Please welcome to the Film Freak Movie Interview the one and only Heather Sossaman. Heather, thank you so much for being on the Film Freak Movie Interview.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
I know, right? It's exciting to just talk movies now. You know, I love scary movies, but I need to know, when you guys are doing something like this, Unfriended, do you ever get nightmares from, like, what you just did on set, like, 2 hours ago?
I do, yeah.
Does it happen?
Yeah, I hate scary movies. I love scary movies, but I hate them because they terrify me.
Okay.
So while you're doing it, not necessarily, but, like, the power went out in my whole block the other night, and I was like, it's Laura. Like, she's pissed.
Oh,
like,
wait a minute. So this is going to be like a recurring thing now.
No, yeah. Like, I actually get really scared, or I'll be like home alone and I start thinking about the movie and I'm like, ugh. Like, you know, I definitely get scared, but I'm a huge scaredy cat. So,
well, it's not narrowcasting. It's broadcasting. Let's get it out there. Unfriended. Give me a synopsis in your own words of what the movie's about.
So Unfriended is the most unique thing about it, first of all, is that it all takes place from the point of view of one character's computer screen, and that's Shelley Henning, who plays Blair, Blair in the movie. And you're watching basically her journey in this Skype call with her friends, and an unexpected user joins the call and basically wants somebody to admit who posted a really cruel video about one of their classmates, which is Laura, that led her to kill herself the year before. So it kind of just goes off in this game of who did what, and it all just unfolds right there on a Skype call, which is really, really cool.
Let's talk about you getting the role. Was it ulcer time? Was it an easy grab? Were you always Laura Barnes? Because sometimes when you read for a movie, they switch the roles around. Tell me about your first read. Let's get into pre-filming.
Well, ironically, I didn't audition for this traditionally. There was a great casting director who cast the other roles, John, but I didn't audition. They were already actually well into filming, and I had a Skype call with Nelson, who's the writer, and so I kind of auditioned right there over Skype. We did a little bit of, like, ad-libbing, and he talked to me for a minute and just kind of, like, went off of a vibe, and I got hired right there on Skype, and then I showed up to set a couple days later, and
wow,
that was that. So it was a really, really unconventional casting for me, which is kind of fitting for the film because it's very unconventional as well.
Backing up a bit, what scary movies have you been in?
I just did a film called Desecrated with Hayley Duff and a lot of really awesome actors in
that's
that
a great
movie.
Title.
Yeah, Desecrated.
Yes. I mean, whoa. Yeah. Is that straight horror?
It is.
Yeah?
Yeah,
it's okay.
Like
and then previously?
Let's see.
No, that's okay.
I'm sure I'm forgetting something.
Okay.
Yes, I've done horror films, but Desecrated was the most recent.
What I'm getting at is, does the script? Did you have the opportunity to read it before?
Before you
got the part.
I did, yes. And
does it play good, or does it, like, I have to kind of figure out how they're going to do this, or did it scare the crap out of you?
It really scared me. And also, the original script was a lot different than what's in theaters now. A lot's been changed.
Tell me about some of the changes.
Well, one of the major changes is Laura Barnes. When I got hired on to be Laura Barnes, she was a bully that gets bullied and is led to kill herself. And then some mysterious entity is who takes over the computer. So the evolution of Laura kind of becoming the villain really happened, like, over the last year. I would get called in for ADR, and they'd be like, oh, by the way, like...
ADR, let's tell everyone what that is.
That's where you, like, voice things over. So you put your voice back on the film and press that they missed or whatever.
Right.
I actually don't know what it stands for.
Steven, producer Steven, audio, dialogue...
I've never asked.
Oh, I should know that. I mean, okay.
Yeah. Well, every time I would go in for it, basically, they would be... The guys that made this film, that are behind this film, are so incredible because they just got obsessed with it and, like, making the story better every time. So every time I went in, Laura was a little bit of a bigger role, and they'd be like, so now we think Laura's going to be the villain. And, you know, I would get really excited. I was like, this is so cool. Like, I've never got to be the villain. So I would do, like, you know, like, the creepy calls and things that happen in the film. I don't want to give too much away for those that haven't seen it, but
all caps texts that are terrifying.
It really
is that you? You did really good work there.
Thank you. I typed a lot of typing.
So it really is. It's five friends. Can you briefly describe who they are? Who these the people are that we see most of the time on the screen?
Yeah. Well, you have, like I said, Shelley, who's Blair, and Blair is kind of the good girl, and also used to be best friends and childhood friends with Laura. They kind of grew up together. And then that typical story of kids in high school who grow apart. And Laura was a little bit of a mean girl. But they were all still friends, if not frenemies, I guess you would say. And then there's Laura's boyfriend, Mitch, who, you know, they're a really cute little couple, but things come out about them throughout the movie. And then... I'm thinking of their real names. There's Adam. I'm thinking their real names, who's Will Feltz. And he is kind of that, you know, more popular jock kind of guy with not very much consideration for other people's feelings.
Like, try to think of John Mayer with testosterone.
Yeah, he has a cool character, though. And I remember when I was on set filming something one day, and he was doing one of his scenes, and I was like, man, he is in it. Like,
awesome. By the way, they were. They were really good. And
so good.
Was it the blonde? Was her name Jill in the movie? Or
no,
Jess.
Jess in the movie. It's Renee Olstead, who's awesome. She was on Secret Life of the American Teenager and a bunch of cool shows.
And the tech guy.
Yes, which is who's Ken in the movie.
Okay.
And then that's all of them, right? No, then there's Courtney Hoverson, who played... what's her name in the movie? All I can think of is their real names. The
all
redhead.
Right. So what we have now is basically anyone from the age of 3 to 14. Mm-hmm. They are... this movie, Unfriended, is going to be anyone from, like, 12 to 25, 26. It's so in the pocket of how everyone communicates now. Did it pick up your game as far as social media and Skype and all that, being involved in this film?
Yeah.
I mean, they're so entrenched. It's like, boom, 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 boom. The sounds are all there. It's crazy.
It is, and it's weird when you watch it, you have this experience of, like, you almost forget what you're watching sometimes. Like, you feel like this is exactly what I do when I'm on the computer. You know, she has all of her tabs open, she's running Spotify and changing songs, and it's weird. Next time you sit down on the computer, I think, I don't know if you felt like this, but the next time I sat down after watching it on my computer, I kind of got that, like, ooh, that, like, weird feeling, and then you hear, like, the Skype ding or the Facebook ding, and you instantly think of the movie. So it, like, it stays on your mind, and kind of the creepiness comes in later.
I don't have that. I have my mom just barraging me.
Oh, yeah?
No, just kidding. Absolutely. So let's back up to the question. You know, you're on set, and you're doing scary stuff. What nightmares do you have? Does she have nightmares? Come on now.
I do.
Every night.
Every night?
I do. It
creeps into your psyche, huh?
It really does, and especially with Laura, because she does commit suicide in the film. You know, it is a horror movie, but I took that seriously, and there's, you know, there was a million different ways that we explored that, I think, throughout the year. But the first way was my original death was by hanging myself. So for me, I really wanted to, like, make sure that I was in the right mindset, and that, like, I understood where these people, like, to get in that dark of a place, basically, is really, It's difficult. It was actually my least favorite thing that I've ever had to film in my entire life.
Have you ever witnessed any kind of bullying now that you think back to high school? You know, that, was normal behavior, that would seem like normal behavior?
Definitely. And I was in that age range where we were just getting MySpace and just getting AOL Instant Messenger when I was in high school. So there wasn't even like a word for cyberbullying. It was just kind of this new thing. And it happened to me a lot. I mean, there was a lot of mean girls in high school. I wasn't necessarily the Laura Barnes, but there was definitely Laura Barnes girls. And what happens is that if there's someone mean, like usually that's the person that ends up getting bullied, and people don't realize that they're bullying because they make this excuse, well, they deserve it, or it hits very close to home in the film, because sometimes, you know, you think somebody deserves something and you say, so you join in with everybody else and you think that excuses it, and really mm-hmm. it doesn't at all. So it kind of, you know.
Yeah. It seems to me that you really laid out a beginning, a middle, and an end for Laura Barnes. So I would love to, you know, give me your character study on her, of who she was. You know, you touched on a little bit, she's kind of a bully in the film, but what are the layers to Laura Barnes?
Well, I don't even think that Laura necessarily would consider herself a bully. I think that it's kind of like that mean girl's attitude. She was popular, she could get whatever she wanted, and she treated people that way. So, you know, she wasn't very nice. And I think that, you know, you see a lot of the parts in the film where she goes through a little bit of, at first, not caring what everybody thinks and trying to blow it off. And then obviously we don't see exactly how, but it heightened and things got a lot worse for her. And then you see her kind of being nice to people and asking them, please take it down. Like, I'm sorry about the things that I said about you. So you see that, like, she goes through, like, her toughness, like, gets broken through this, this, you know, bullying that went on, which is a year prior to when the film is going on. So, yeah, I think that she was a bully, a little bit of a tough girl, tried not to care what anybody thought. And, you know, ultimately for somebody to be in such a dark place to commit suicide, you have to wonder, like, how much of her toughness and meanness was ever real. Because, you know, a lot of that might have been to cover something up. So sometimes when somebody's being mean or, you know, bitchy, then it's really because there's something else going on underneath, which I know the film touches on a little bit. But you don't really ever find out exactly what it was. But for me, I don't think that anyone is ever a real life Regina George in Mean Girls. You know, when people are acting that way, it's coming from somewhere. And I think, you know, she probably had some childhood problems and some family problems and, you know, some issues with friends. And when people are mean to her, her defense was probably just, I'm going to be mean to everybody.
Right.
So that nobody can hurt me first. So.
Well, Heather, in taking this role, I mean, it just showed how actually brave you were. And if I don't know if I was a Universal Pictures marketing person, I would say, well, let's take these little clips of Laura Barnes at her most vulnerable point and let's unleash them for real on YouTube. Are they out there or are they just in the movie? Because the YouTube clips of Laura drunk are really vulnerable, and yet you're really brave to do those.
Yeah, I don't know if they're out there. They may be.
We should check. We should get. Yeah. Well, let's get some. Anyways,
I think I would know, but I don't know if they're like on YouTube or something.
Without giving too much away, let's talk about some of the videos that caused Laura Barnes to go into that downward spiral.
Well,
she was a drinker.
She was a drinker, and, you know, nobody wants to see a video of themselves drunk. Let's just say that. We all wake up in the morning and we're like, oh, what did I do? You know, like, you don't want to see a video of it. So to see a video of it is already going to break your confidence a little bit. But then what actually comes out in the end of the video is something that I don't know if it's really hard to recover from, especially for a girl like Laura, who obviously relied on her looks and her popularity. So what the video actually ends up uncovering and what people start calling her and saying, you know, it's hard to hold your head high in that situation. It definitely is. And, you know, it's
talk about making those viral YouTube videos of Laura Barnes. What were those nights like? How do you pretend to be drunk? How do you do that?
I don't, you just do, I guess. The thing that was difficult about it for me is that, unlike the rest of the cast, most of my filming days were isolated. I wasn't always with them.
Sure.
And that night was the one night that I was with the entire cast. So Nelson kind of just said, like, all right, we all have cameras. He gave a bunch of them cameras to follow me around, and he said, I want you to basically just rip everyone apart. Like, I want you to go up to Shelly and call her the meanest thing you can think about her. Like, you know, like, go up to Ken and call him fat, or say something like things that you don't want to say to people that you just met, especially other actors that you admire and respect, and you know, some of the things that they've done. And I'm like, really? I literally just met them 5 minutes ago.
And you lit him up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, bad. Like, he's like, I want you to unleash. Like, I want people to think Laura is evil. Like,
all right. All you know, right, so. All right. You're Laura Barnes.
No, I'm not doing it, Anna.
I'm the tech guy. Okay, go ahead and fire off.
I can't. It was so bad. Like, I had to just get in this place, like, just turn it all off and just be evil. And luckily, when we finally cut after, like, 15 minutes of improv-ing this, you know, horrible girl, they all just started laughing. And, you know, at first, like, there was a little moment of silence, and they all looked at me like, dude, you are rude, you know? And then they all started laughing, and they're like, that was great. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm sorry for all those things that I just said. And they're like, no, it was awesome. They're, you know, as an actor, you deal with all kinds of crazy, weird things, and you do kind of crazy, weird things. So it is what it is. And they were all super professional about it, and we just made it fun. So. Mm-hmm.
Have you had the opportunity to sit in a crowd kind of like this and everyone's watching your movie? Have you had that moment yet?
I've watched it in a screening, but not an actual.
And how was that?
It was really cool. I mean, I had a lot of my friends and my family with me. So they laughed at certain points, and the part that I play is a little bit of a difficult role, and she does something extremely embarrassing. So, as a person, it's hard to be like, ugh, like, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
it's fun. I love it. I mean, I'm stoked.
Yeah. What did the special effects department do to get you in that look?
That look? That Laura Barnes signature?
That laying on your stomach in the field look.
You know,
what was in that concoction?
A very special mixture.
Of?
Something that smelled minty.
You don't get that in the movie.
Yeah, it smelled like mint ice cream, thank God.
Okay, good. All right. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Well, again, you have to see Unfriended to really understand, you know, what we are talking about.
Yeah. Well, it comes out tomorrow, so.
Dead people, spirits, ghosts, paranormal. What's the most scared you can ever recall being in your life, even from a little girl?
I definitely know that moment. I decided to be brave and go see The Exorcist in theater with my friends when I was, I think, maybe 13 or 14.
Scariest movie I've ever seen in my life.
I was terrified. I still am terrified. It, like, damaged me. I'm not kidding. I slept in my parents' bed. I was so scared. I'm still recovering from
seeing
that.
How old were you?
I think I was like 13 or 14. I couldn't have been that old. I was in like middle school when it was.
Yeah, Linda Blair was like 8 or 9 in that film, you know.
Horrible. No. I mean, well, I don't know. It was in theaters at some point.
Well, it keeps coming back, like 25th anniversary.
I saw it in theaters at some point, and my parents were like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry. It was so bad. Like, it was terrifying. And it's like one of those movies that creeps into you later, too, where you're like scared later.
Sure.
You can't just shake it off.
So that was in a movie theater. Now I want to see Heather outside of a movie theater, the most scared you've ever been. It was a, you know, a motorcycle almost hit you, or, you know, you, something scary. What's something scary that's happened in your life?
Well, that's hard because I'm a huge scaredy cat. In fact, my husband loves to hide around every corner and
scare me.
He'll, like, just jump out and scare me, and I'm like, stop doing that. I'll have, like, a curling iron in my hair, and I'll, like, burn my face because it'll jump out of the bathtub or something. So
you've got nothing but love for him.
I know. We, like, go back and forth, and I try to scare him. I can't scare anybody. Like, I will try, and, like, I can't get anybody.
All right.
But I will jump at, like, a door creaking. I'm, like, a huge, huge jumpy scaredy cat.
All right. You and your husband, Long Beach area.
Yep.
My best friend just opened a restaurant in Bixby Knolls, which is kind of, like, northern Long Beach.
I know where that is.
It's called the Wyland Brewery. And he said for you two to come in.
We're going to check it out.
Drop Leo's name and have a nice dinner on me. All right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Write that down. It's called the Wyland Brewery. It's on Atlantic Boulevard.
Very cool.
Then, I don't know if you're tequila people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Casamigos Tequila. Until, you know, you guys better Uber there, which is a taxi here in Los Angeles. Uber there and Uber back. Order the Casamigos Tequila. It's all on me.
Nice. Okay. Thank you. I'm excited.
All right.
We'll go out and celebrate after we see the movie.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Why not? What's coming up next? NCIS for you?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
I'm doing...
Wait. Tell me about the script.
The script?
Mm-hmm. The NCIS script that, you know, we want you in an episode. Did you read the whole script or you just went in and say you read your one or two page? What do you do?
When you, like, audition for it, is that what you're asking? You get one or two pages. You go in and I've auditioned for that show a couple times and I was also on NCIS LA. So we had the same director for this episode. Mm-hmm. And they're just really nice people. The NCIS crew and cast is probably the nicest show I've ever worked on. They're awesome.
Okay.
So, I've auditioned for a couple roles, and then I auditioned for this one, and I got it. So
Reese Witherspoon told me one time her most humiliating audition moment was when she was doing her craft, mm-hmm. and the director who she was auditioning for was texting somebody. Do you have a humiliating audition moment where you're like, oh?
Yeah, actually. I don't know if I've ever told you this. I did a chemistry read, I guess. They were doing mix and matches of different actors.
That's tough dialogue, chemistry stuff.
Yeah, so you go in there and you do the same scene with two or three different actors, and it's fun because it's different every time with a different person. Well, I did. It was actually for a horror movie, and it's a terrifying horror movie. I won't say which one. But I was in there with another guy, and he came in, and he was kind of like a hipster. He had a bunch of holes in his pants and stuff. Hmm. And there's a point in the movie where we're both kind of like crouched down and we're hovering and really scared. And he wasn't wearing underwear. So his...
twig and berries? His ball popped out?
Pants, and he just like went with it. And I was like, it like just completely threw me. I was like, I can't keep acting right now. Your ball is right there. It was really bad. And the cast director saw me later and she was like, are you okay? And I was like, no. He didn't even acknowledge it. Like, he must have felt a draft or something. But that
my
was...
God, please tell me he was cleanly shaven.
You know, I tried not to get... I didn't get my binoculars out or anything, but it was... I feel like I was way more embarrassed than him. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, get me out of this room.
What happened to that take? What happened to your character in that moment? It wasn't...
We were like, you know, horror movie, hiding behind something, and the killer was on his way to axe us up. So mm-hmm. it was like, it was a dramatic scene. Like, I was teary and scared, and it just, like, completely took me out of it, and there's nothing... more embarrassing than when you're in the middle of a scene and you just like pop out of it and you like can't get back in it because mm-hmm. you just feel like, oh God, first of all, they think I suck, and second of all, there's a ball right there. Like, I just don't know what to do. It's like so bad.
There's a ball right there.
It was just like the worst, and I was so embarrassed after. I was like embarrassed for him, for myself. Like, it was just awful.
Did he even know?
Would you know? Like, is there any way that you could not know? I don't know. I like those jeans were pretty tight and it looked uncomfortable.
Oh my God. Well, I think you got out of that relatively unscathed.
Yeah, well, I didn't get the role.
Okay. So. Yeah, well, you know what? You didn't show enough body parts.
Exactly.
You know, that's how we nailed it. It's like, oh, was it a female director? No. All right. All right. Well, listen, Unfriended is at Unfriended Movie on Twitter. Mm-hmm. At Heather Sossaman.
Yep.
And you can tweet us anytime at Movie Interview. Thank you so much, Laura Barnes.
Thank you.
Do you ever feel like you're knocking on doors when you make a movie like this that you're not supposed to be knocking on?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I get really scared. Yes. I did an earthquake movie one time, and there was three earthquake movies while we were filming, and I was like, we're done. Mm-hmm. Like, we're done. We're all going to die. Meanwhile, you have to like pretend you're hanging off a cliff from, ugh. Yeah, definitely.
Will you come back here?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. This is where we talk about movies. Thank you so much, Heather Sossaman. Thank you so much. And have a great time at the Weiland Brewery.
Thank you. I will. That's awesome. We're excited.
Uber, right?
Uber.
Okay, good. Thank you, producer Steven. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, the Film Freak Movie Interview. And thank you, guys. Go see Unfriended. It really is clever, good, and scary. Cheers.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.